Thanks for joining us for today's installment of Power Walk, as Pastor Paul Cannings brings us part 5 in our current series titled Friends. Through this series, he's provided foundational biblical principles that Scripture clearly provides for us as a guide in handling relationships. Today, through Proverbs 17, verse 17, which says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity," Pastor Cannings concludes the series with this message, "Give birth."
I actually enjoyed this week talking through friends because, you know, you've seen so many people hurt in these difficult days, and then you know the days are not going to get any better. They're going to get worse. There are going to be more calamity, more catastrophes, more devastation for us to look at. So in the midst of this, the Bible tells us this beautifully in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. Two strands are better than one. Three are better than two. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, Christ would also send out the disciples by twos. Here are strong men and disciples, the apostles, strong men. But you see them going out in twos, finding support. Paul would talk about being in a dungeon alone and cold. Would tell Timothy, "Come, everybody's deserted me, and I need you to bring a cloak when you come." Here's a man of God who says, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain." This man still longs for a friend. But I encourage us, from everything we've talked about this week, as we conclude this study on friends, that we will seek to be friends because we're going to need a friend. And that helps us when we're inadequate, when everybody's not lining up the way we think they should line up and follow things the way we think they should follow things. We all remind ourselves that, hey, I'm the same way, because no one is perfect. And that's why we need to forgive one another. And if we don't, then we're held accountable by God in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. "And if you don't forgive, I will not forgive you." And that's why he would say in Romans chapter 12, please understand the core of a friendship is to know that love that comes from God is essential for friends to be friends. People cannot be friends in the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 says the flesh is the worst thing that cannot lead to a friendship. In Galatians chapter 5, he says, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that ye would." So it's a decision to love. It's not a feeling. It's a decision to love. Because the flesh has nothing good in it. Nothing. Man is born depraved. So we can't love in the flesh. We can only love in the spirit. That's why the fruit of the spirit is love. And it is joy. And it is peace. And it is long-suffering when a person keeps sinning and you got to do 70 times 7. If a person's trying to love a person based on how they feel, will not last. It has to be based on what the Word of God says, because the flesh has nothing good in it. And that's why many times when couples come, I try to teach them. One time I just said to a couple, I said, "Okay, you like everything that she is, right?" "Yes." "Okay. Now, what I want you to do for me is to break down, young lady, all that it costs for you to look like that and that car outside and whatever loans you may have to make it through college. Define that for this young man. And I want to ask you a question. If in the first week of your marriage, she got terribly sick and can't work and you have to care for her, what would you do? What would you do? If she has a wreck, 3 weeks later, can't pay none of these bills, but you are now responsible as a provider to take care of this. You incorporated this when you got married. Now, this is when love, you know if you have love, right there." I got to stare, obviously, because it's, you know, it's worst scenario ever you could think of. It's for a couple that's just getting married and got all these warm feelings. But I said, this is when you know you love her and when you know he loves you. You see, we want to have love when it's feely good. I call that Hollywoodized. Love is not like that. In Romans chapter 12, he makes it even worse. He says in Romans chapter 12, verse 9, he says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor what is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another, putting somebody above yourself." Look at the nature of Christ. This is how Christ loves. In chapter 2 of Philippians, this is what he's going to tell us about love. He says this in verse 1. If therefore is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels, compassion, and mercies, fulfill my joy, that he be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Don't forget chapter 4, you got two women that don't like each other. He says in verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, not this feeling, let this will, let this commitment to wisdom be in you. Let this purposeful decision be who you are, because that's what Christ is all about. That's who Christ is, verse 6. He says in Proverbs, and there's a litany of things like this in the scriptures that we need today, because there is so much that could go wrong today. There's so much pain. I'm a pastor, people who've lost loved ones in the midst of the pandemic can't drive to them. They can't get there. Why? They're going to be 15 days having to quarantine, then 15 days back. They lose their jobs. So they can't go, but they love these persons. They got to look at this service virtual, and it hurts them. They can't be with their family on that part of the country. A lot of painful things. People losing loved ones, not because of COVID, but just because of different things that are taking place, and they can't get there. People who are dealing with loneliness because they were a single person, had lots of friends, but can't fellowship with them. And there's nobody to check on them. As a matter of fact, we even had a person who passed away. And if it wasn't for a faithful deacon and a group of people at the church knocking on the door, wouldn't have known that she had passed away in her own apartment. Why? Why? That's the nature of love. The person didn't have to. The person could just call a family member and say, go over check on them, and I haven't heard from them, and the family member get there when they get there. No, this deacon is knocking, calling family members. So you really need to come here. She's in the apartment. We know she's in the apartment. The car is outside. Got the family members to come, open the door. There she was. She'd passed away. You see, all of those kind of things taking place. All those kind of things taking place. Why? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born in adversity. When a person, watch this carefully, a brother, that's speaking of a blood brother. What he's speaking of here in this passage, a person who's like-minded, a person that has the same biblical commitments that the other person has, and their biblical commitments do not allow them to walk away from the person when the person is going through distressful situations. And the word he's using here is the word anguish. They're in anguish. They're not just going through a situation that's not great right now. They are in emotionally highly intense about what is irking at them that they can't do nothing about and have no power to release themselves from. The person who is like-minded, like all the verses we just read, is truly loving. The first part of this verse, a friend loveth at all times, this person will be born. You would see that this person, whether they're a blood brother or a blood sister, they are so like-minded and are so committed to obey the word of God and therefore love their neighbor. They're so committed to practice the word of God so that the truth comes out. They are willing to put others above themselves, like we just read in Philippians. They're not going to live in the flesh. They're going to live in the spirit. This person that has this kind of character cannot forsake a person who is in anguish, who is distressed, who is going through pain. They just can't walk away. They can't even try. There's nothing inside of them that will make them go in a different direction. The Bible says that person will come to life. Who they really are will come to life when everything is at its worst. That person will tell you they're a brother. They're a sister that is sincere. You learn that in the worst of times. They'll still find a way to not forsake you. You know where I learned this from? It's my mom. I remember growing up as a little boy, and I came home from school, and I'm so accustomed to my mom having a snack and having her kids around the table and telling her about school, and we all talking and doing this stuff about school and everything else, and she wasn't there. So I'm flipping out. Where's mom? And it's this is like standard. This is what we do. You know, and she's not there. So I'm asking everybody, you know, when you're the seventh child in the family, you're the small one, everybody say, mom is just out. Okay, stop. You know, you're like this nagging little kid running around asking people. But I kept asking, Mom went to help somebody, Paul. She's going to be back. Go in the kitchen, man. Food is already cooked. All we have to do is serve it. She gave all the instructions and she left it on the table, and we got it. We get this done. What are you asking my mom? Mom is going to be okay. I got scared when my dad came home saying, she should be home by now. Where is she? And he takes off driving. So I'm standing on the veranda, this extension of our home, looking out on the streets. I didn't care about dinner. Where is mom? See, I actually didn't learn the whole story until I was running through the churchyard in Guyana, South America, and hear them talking about Miss Canning, Sister Canning's, and what she did. My mother walked like 15 miles to a person's house because her husband had to take the one car my dad and mom had to work. She walked. She could only do this during the day. She has to get back by nighttime to take care of her children, so she's gone. I hear this woman saying, oh, man, she took the blinds down and washed them. She cooked for the lady for a long time because the lady's been sick. She's been sick in that house. Everybody's talking about how she's sick and we can pray for her and we hope she gets better. My mom went there, gave her, I don't know, all the food she gave her and all the stuff she made her because they were saying how she feels better. She looks like she's doing better. And this senior woman who was alone was revived by this person who apparently didn't know her very well, just kept hearing everybody talk about her. That's why he says, do not love in word or in tongue. Love in deed and in truth. Because that's when someone is born. They're brought to life in adversity. Folks, that in the midst of everything we're going to face as believers could only be brought out in a human being. And we all need them. We need friends. We need brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says, to make it through these difficult times and still be productive for the glory of God and still be effective in carrying out our spiritual gifts, purposes, and still make the church what God wants it to be for the glory of God, because the only organism, the church, his body, that he's going to make an impact in the world through is the church. And that's why the church is talked about before we talk about how crazy the world is going to be in the book of Revelation. I pray that you be a friend and be friendly. Stay focused.
Thank you, Pastor Cannings, for laying out clearly throughout Scripture the choices and stand that God wants us to take in our relationships. Friend, if you have questions about what it is to follow God or to have Jesus Christ as your friend, then give us a call at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. Or go to powerwalkministries.org. And while you're there, would you take time to learn more about Power Walk Ministries and consider becoming a Power Walk partner today? We value your prayer support as well as your financial contributions that will help us to continue to share the gospel on air and online. To make a one-time or ongoing contribution, call us at 281-260-7402. Or log on to powerwalkministries.org. We would really appreciate your support. And now remember, do not return insult for insult or evil for evil, but rather constantly seek to focus on Christ's love and reflect that love.